This is Beach Weekly. You're listening to Season 12, Episode 11 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, April 15th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about the FAFSA extension, Arizona's new abortion ruling, and more. We'll start with some upcoming campus events. Throughout April, support the Lorraine Chalmers Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to their college food drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Education, College of Health and Human Services, and the College of the Arts. To recognize Earth Day, CSULB has held an annual celebration called Green Generation Showcase for over 10 years. At the Japanese Garden on April 18th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., environmental presentations will be given by local sustainable organizations, students, eco-friendly clubs, and more. The event is free and an RSVP is recommended. April is Asian Pacific Islander and Desi Heritage Month, and CSULB celebrates this with many events to spread community awareness. While the Heritage Month kickoff was last week on April 10th, there are still upcoming events to attend. Today, April 15th, is a snack and craft event in the College of Professional and Continuing Education Courtyard from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 16th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., is a screening of a short film called Pacifica Visions, followed by a discussion with the filmmaker in the Multimedia Center, Room 100. On the USU Southwest Terrace, April 17th, from noon to 2 p.m., is another social event called Noodles and Networking. This week is Transgender Week of Joy at the Beach, which will be celebrated with many events. There will be a haircutting event this Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. where members of the community can receive gender-affirming haircuts. This event will take place in the Faculty Office 3 Courtyard. There are limited spots, so RSVP on events and orgs. Other events include a film screening and a student mixer throughout the rest of the week. The Events and Orgs app, formerly known as Beach Sync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. Sam Chocko, managing editor of The Daily 49er, is joining Beach Weekly today to discuss the multi-million dollar federal grant that the Isabel Patterson Child Development Center received. Hi, Sam, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Leigh. I really appreciate it.
First, let's start with, what is the Isabel Patterson Child Development Center?
So the IPCDC, or Isabel Patterson Child Development Center for short, it provides a place for children to stay. It's located near the Parkside College dorms around that area. There was a child and family center, it's called CFC, but it closed down for renovations, and from my understanding, it hasn't reopened yet. Mm-hmm. The last information I got from any stats or anything like that, there's around 108 student parents. This was probably maybe less than a month ago around that time, and the facility initially opened in 1975.
And the center recently received a federal grant. Who issued it? How much was the grant? Can you share any details that you know?
So the grant was approximately $3.5 million, and this was given by Congressman Robert Garcia. He was in attendance, and he also spoke during the event. This came from Congressman Garcia's community project funding, to which the $3 million grant was submitted under the project, and his press release said it will support overdue renovations from the facility and, I guess, elements that are unsafe for children and that could be better efficiently energy-wise, if that makes sense.
Has the IPCDC received grants like this in the past?
From my understanding, from the research I did, from news sources and any information from their press releases, I didn't see any grants anywhere near the amount of money. I didn't see any grants as a whole. Mm-hmm. So this was something that was really surprising to us, because me and Elizabeth heard about this maybe a couple months ago when we were doing our initial story on it. And it was pretty surprising that they're going to get this big grant. And it was pretty official like a couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
And what was the process of getting this grant?
So Congressman Garcia initially submitted his the money, which was $3.4 million. It was kind of rounded up to 3.5. Mm-hmm. This was for the 2024 fiscal year. It falls under the community project funding. And you can find this. It's titled Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development and Related Agencies. This was submitted, and this was passed by the Senate and signed by President Joe Biden. That's why it was all official in March.
Mm-hmm. What does the center plan to do with this new money?
So from the interviews that me and Elizabeth did, Elizabeth Basil, for you all who don't know, she's the news assistant. We work on a beat. From the quotes and information we got, there was plans of electrical systems, fixing those, possible field trips. I heard failing drainage and irrigation systems, renovations of the yard. So our plan is to hopefully dig for some more information, maybe get some sort of plans and things like that in the future.
Thank you so much for taking some time to come on the show today, Sam. We really appreciate it.
Me as well. Thank you for having me.
Last Monday morning, a partial solar eclipse in Long Beach drew hundreds of people to the Central Quad, where the Department of Physics and Astronomy handed out eclipse glasses. The department also had telescopes for people to look at the eclipse through. From our location on campus, only 49% of the sun's area was covered by the moon during this eclipse. Other places in the country, like Dallas, Indianapolis, and Buffalo, were in the eclipse's path of totality, which means that the sun was completely obstructed by the moon. Last week's eclipse was deemed the Great North American Eclipse. In August 2045, California will be in the path of totality for a total solar eclipse. Reno, Salt Lake City, and Orlando are some of the cities that will be included in the 2045 eclipse's path of totality. A new FAFSA form was released this year in an effort to simplify the process and make it easier for students to fill out, but technical difficulties and hours-long waits for assistance have slowed down the procedure. California Assembly Bill 1887 has extended the FAFSA deadline from April 2nd to May 2nd. This comes after students and families experienced extreme difficulties with the online form. On March 28th, Beach Building Services broke ground on the new dorm building called La Playa Hall near the existing Hillside dorms. La Playa Hall will be the latest affordable housing project on campus. The building will be 1,400 square feet with 424 beds. 404 of those beds will be reserved for students who need affordable housing. The project will cost a total of $115 million. And $53 million of these dollars will be covered by the Higher Education Student Housing Grant Program. Construction will begin in June and is expected to be completed by the summer of 2026. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. Arizona's Supreme Court has decided to uphold an abortion law from the 1860s that will outlaw most abortions in the state, except in cases where the pregnant person's life is at risk. The law will make abortions punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison. 500,000 Arizona residents have already signed a petition that would put an abortion rights measure on this year's ballot. If passed, this measure would enshrine abortion rights as a permanent fixture within the state's constitution. Former President Donald Trump says that Arizona's law has gone too far. He also said that he would not support a nationwide abortion ban and that abortion rights should be left to individual states. A quick rise in temperature across Orenburg, Russia has caused snow and ice to melt substantially. Water pressure caused a dam in the Ural River to burst, leading to flooding. After major rivers overflowed and flooded Orenburg on April 12, 120,000 residents of the city and surrounding areas had to evacuate. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.